Unit 3, pages 24 to 25. Exercise B.
An expensive crime. When 14-year-old Alice Kramer walked by a clothing store, she saw some t-shirts in a large box at the entrance of the store. She quickly grabbed one, put it in her bag, and walked on as if nothing had happened. This was the first time Alice had shoplifted. According to the National Association for Shoplifting Prevention, NASP, about 25% of shoplifters in the United States are children. This means that more than 7 million children in the U.S. steal items from stores on a regular basis. These children often have no idea why they started shoplifting. "I think it was out of boredom," says Jamie White, who used to steal from stores when he was a teenager. "Maybe I wanted to see if I could get away with it, or maybe I was just mad at the world." Shoplifting has become one of the most expensive crimes in America. It costs businesses across the U.S. more than $35 million every day. Businesses aren't the only ones that pay for this crime. As one store owner explains, the losses are passed on to the customers, who have to pay higher prices for the products they buy. NASP is trying to find different ways to prevent shoplifting. Research shows that more than half of the people who shoplift started doing it when they were kids. As a result, the NASP has developed a special program for youngsters called the Youth Educational Shoplifting Program, YES Program. "It's an excellent program," says Alice Kramer, who took part in the program after she had been caught shoplifting. "They explain the serious effects of shoplifting and they teach you how to make good choices," she says.